Today we're diving into the strange legacy of a man who was, by all accounts, including Charlie Mayo himself, you know, of the Mayo Clinic, a damn fine surgeon. He was a pioneer of aseptic technique, a skilled operator, but also a man who thought yogurt enemas were a cure to all your problems. Ladies and gentlemen, meet John Harvey Kellogg. I am your chief medical explanationist, Dr. Terry Simpson, and this is 4Q, 4Q University, where we bust a few myths, make sense of the madness, and teach you a little bit about food as medicine. Dr. Kellogg ran the Battle Creek Sanitarium in Michigan. This wasn't just a hospital. It was a health mecca for the rich and famous. Presidents came here. Thomas Edison came here. Amelia Earhart and Henry Ford. They all came for Dr. Kellogg's healing regimens. And all of them suffered from overweight like President Taft or dyspepsia. And to be fair, Dr. Kellogg was ahead of his time in some areas. He championed exercise, clean air, bathing, and he was one of the early vegetarians when most doctors were still prescribing arsenic and leeches. And again, by surgical reputation, he was top tier. He'd even trained some at the prestigious clinic in the United Kingdom. He was a classmate of Charlie Mayo. And Charlie Mayo, who was one of the founders of the Mayo Clinic, noted that any time he saw a scar, he could tell it was Dr. Kellogg's work because it was beautiful, small, and complete. In fact, Charlie Mayo said that Kellogg was the best abdominal surgeon he had ever seen. But, like a vintage bottle of snake oil, things got weird and fast. Let's talk about colons and their therapy. Now, Dr. Kellogg was a Seventh-day Adventist, which had a great influence on his thinking. But Dr. Kellogg also believed that 90% of all illnesses began in the colon. Constipation was the root of all things evil. He was the original gut health guy, but instead of probiotics and kombucha, he pushed daily enemas. Yogurt enemas, yes. Yogurt, up the back. Sometimes followed by oral yogurt. That's right, he was a two-way street kind of a doc. He believed flushing the bowel would rid the body of toxins, increase virility, and his favorite, prevent masturbation. That's right, his war wasn't just against constipation, it was against pleasure. Kellogg wrote extensively, painfully extensively, about the dangers of self-pleasure. According to him, masturbation caused everything from epilepsy to acne to poor digestion to early death. All of it. One hand in the pants, your soul was halfway to hell. So he waged a culinary war on libido. This came from his influence in the Seventh-day Adventist, whose prophet, Mary Baker Eddy, believed that meats inflamed the passions. He believed bland foods could calm the passions, which is how he got his original invention, cornflakes. No sugar, no flavor, just bland, libido-crushing cereal. Imagine creating a food so boring it was meant to extinguish lust. That was his brand. If you think Ozempic is an appetite suppressant, try a bowl of the Kellogg's original flakes. Your hunger, desire, and your will to live all disappear by spoonful three. Now let's enter his brother. His brother was the younger figure, the bookkeeper of the Kellogg Sanitarium. But his brother was also business savvy and kind of hungry. And his brother, W.K. Kellogg, saw potential in the cornflake, but he wanted to sweeten the deal, literally. What about John Harvey Kellogg? Horrified because sugar was sinful and flavor encouraged moral decay. Well, W.K. went rogue, added sugar, built an empire, and sued his brother to keep the family name on the box. He won. And the rest is breakfast history. Dr. Kellogg's anti-pleasure cereal became the sugary staple of American mornings, precisely the opposite of what he intended. Irony, thy name is Kellogg. So what does science say now? Let's start with enemas. Outside of prepping for colonoscopy or the occasional medical necessity, you don't need one. Your colon cleans itself. That's literally what we call peristalsis is for. Daily enemas can actually harm your gut microbiome. And yogurt? Better when it goes through the top, preferably with berries, not with tubing. As for masturbation, perfectly normal, healthy, even lower stress, improves mood, and is absolutely zero link to acne or digestive issues, unless you're really multitasking wrong. And the idea is that certain foods can kill desire? Well, that's more about Victorian-era shame than nutritional science. So let's do myth versus fact, the Kellogg edition. Myth: fiber prevents sexual desire. Fact: fiber helps you poop. Your libido has nothing to do with your bowel movements unless you're on the first date. Myth: your colon needs regular cleansing. Fact: it is self-cleaning. You're not a human swifter. Myth: Kellogg cornflakes were invented for health. Fact: they were invented to make you less horny. John Harvey Kellogg was a complex man, a brilliant surgeon, a health visionary, and frankly, a zealot. He was obsessed with purity, a body, a mind, a bowel. On a good side, he adopted a number of kids. Apparently, he never consummated his own marriage. And that obsession led to ideas that were as bizarre as they were influential. Today, we still live with a part of his legacy. Every time someone drinks a detox tea, swears off spices, or thinks yogurt belongs in the butt, we're seeing a little ghost of Dr. Kellogg float through the wellness culture. So here's a lesson, dear listeners. Just because someone's a good doctor doesn't mean all their ideas are good. Even the best scalpel can be used to carve out nonsense. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to ForkU, leave us a 5-star review if you will, and tell your colon we said hi. And remember, eat well, think critically. And if anyone offers you a yogurt enema, walk briskly in the other direction. This episode was written and directed by me, Dr. Terry Simpson, and while I am a board-certified physician, I am not your physician. If you're going to make any nutritional changes, please talk with a registered dietitian and a board-certified physician, not a chiropractor, and not some Eastern-trained shaman. They haven't cured anybody. All things audio and distribution were by our friends at Simpler Media, and the pod god himself, Mr. Evoterra. Until next time, I'm Dr. Simpson. Stay sharp, stay skeptical, and remember, yogurt belongs to start in the mouth. Hey, Evo, I'm kind of liking some yogurt-based smoothies, but I drink them.
Oh, thank the gods you didn't make a quip about self-pleasure.